Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Zulu, K2IRT group, this is frequency again. Hearing nothing. This is Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Zulu for the New York City Transit Authority, K2IRT, ham radio broadcast. K2IRT meets on this frequency every Thursday night, well, usually every Thursday night, from 8 until 9 o'clock. And that's open to anyone from New York City Transit, license manager, or any friends that want to just stop by and say hi. General roundtable discussion, anything from ham radio to trains to subways to buses. At this time, we can open it up and see if we have any of the K2IRT members out there. Again, this is WA2AXV for the K2IRT radio.
This is down to KIN.
ZX.
YZX, how you doing, guys? Anyone else like to check in tonight? Well, I was hoping that Richard KDQ would have kicked in here. I went to his house last Sunday to work on his antenna, and his antenna was irreparably damaged. Matter of fact, the plastic mount snapped off. He thought he was transmitting last week on his antenna, but he was only transmitting to an open wire at the end of the PL-259. So we could have stopped for that before his radio got to ride. All right, let's go to N2KIN. Come on in. And it's your turn on the D2IN.
Yep.
That's
not a very good thing to do, transmitting to the open. But glad you found that problem and nailed that down. Good evening, Novi, and good evening, Charlie. I think I should double over you when we're signing on, but that's all right. It's all good. Nothing much going on here, because just relaxing and just got home here after an hour and a half of commute and trains got stuck and trains aren't running and all this stuff, but otherwise we're doing okay here. The next go around when we have more check-ins, get something to say by the website, and also something to look out for when you're going outside tonight.
All right, thank you. Thank you. All right, well, we'll get a few more check-ins as we go along there. Up to you, Charlie, WQ2YZX, what frequency are you running today?
WA2AXZ and then WB2YZX. Good evening. I'm on the 432 side. That seems to be seems to work the best from over here. So, do I sound decent?
You sound very good. Very, very good. Loud and clear. Full quiet again.
Okay, very good, because I just realized I'm using my 11-element Yagi, and it's pointed out the window on an angle. So, if it works, what the heck? I mean, that's one of my big bat satellite setups, but if it works, I'll leave it that way. So, thanks for calling this afternoon, Dennis, and you guys are doing a nice job with the website and everything, and I'm... they're all very appreciative of that. So, over to you for now, Lovey. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Well, I'm using this issue that I picked up, and I did some minor surgery on it the other day. I'm still trying to get the main knob to work, and it doesn't want to cooperate for anything. Everything else works, so it's locked down. and I've tried different locking frequencies. I even dumped the memory, pulled the batteries out, put it back in. But I'm not going to worry. As long as I have to push buttons on the microphone, I can tune this thing and set up memories now. But it's a nice little radio, and it makes a great backup. Just has to give it a chance to cook and burn itself in, let's say. And then we'll see what happens. I think what we'll do is I'm going to let Wally use this thing for a while to get him our Thursday night. And I want him to be a part of our merry little band over here. So, let's open it up and see if we have anyone else from the K2IRT group. Come on in and check in. Sounds like it's going to be a quiet night tonight. Got home a little earlier tonight, went to shack a little bit, and I've been running 40 meters for a while. But it's amazing that the one that the band started clearing up nice and early night. So I've got that part of the United States checking in nice and early. And it's good, because I'm already done with ham radio by 9 o'clock. After this, you think I'm going to stay on all night. Charlie, before I give it over to Dennis, did you open up that little cartoon?
Oh, yes. Yes, I did. I like that. Very good. So, keep them coming.
Hey, Dennis. There's one cartoon that someone sent me from Weimark. And it shows this haggard radio operator sitting in front of his desk. And he's talking to his wife, honey, you know, I just have to make one more contact. In the background, the clock is about to strike 2 o'clock in the morning. And his beautiful wife is standing behind him with a look on her face and a rolling pin. Over to you, Dennis.
And to KIA, returning to the K2RRT net. No, Nobi, I haven't seen that one yet. I saw another one that doesn't have radio in it. It's about the, I don't know if you guys saw it or not, but it's about a husband and wife, and they're watching TV, and all of a sudden they see the TV starts having a lot of static, and they can't get any reception or anything. So this, well, actually, you know what, I'm going to leave it off there and let you guys see yourself, but it's kind of negative, but I think it's a little dark humor in the ham radio side. But anyway, I'll just look at the website here, spaceweather.com, and it's saying that tonight and tomorrow night should be the biggest full moon of the 2007. Why is that? Well, it's basically because the moon have it like an ellipse relative to the Earth. So tonight and tomorrow night should be the closest encounter of the moon from the Earth perspective. And, you know, if you step outside, you see that the moon is a little bigger than what it used to be. So I don't know if you guys noticed it or not, but it looks pretty much the same down here anyway, but it claims that it's 14% bigger and 40% brighter for the Eastern night. So step outside, take a look at it, and see what you can do, see what you can find about it. And about a website, we should be sending off the final draft version to some people by tomorrow. If not Monday, the latest, so it's coming, guys. It's coming. Back to you, Lovi and Charlie. This is N2KIN.
Check in.
All right, N2KIN Dennis, and we have Andy there, KSWR, checking in. And great on the website there. And as for the moon, well, I'm sure Andy will give us a rooftop view of it. I'm looking at it right now. It's right outside my window. And there's this dark, mysterious cloud that's running parallel, as though there's an arm reaching out of the moon right now. Well, it's got to be something to see. Yeah, I have a telescope, and I look at the moon, and from all the astronomy books I've encountered, they say that it's not the best time to look at the moon when you have a full moon. It's much better if you pass the three quarters there, because you use better resolution on the telescope. Any howling, you know, it's definitely a full moon. Okay, KF2WR in the Irritable Rundown and Tired Control Center at K2 Hierarchy Group.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Andy, KF2WR. I don't know who's on the air yet, just setting up the antenna and listening about the moon. Yeah, I'm a big moon watcher myself, Bob. I got at least four or five nice telescopes from upwards of 100 millimeters. And yet, I won't say worst times to look at it is when it's full. When it's a partial moon or a crescent out, you can really see the shadows inside the craters. It's just fascinating. I sit out there for hours in my yard with this stuff. And foreign business, I'll just catch up as we go around here. I think I heard Dennis out there and possibly Charlie's name thrown around. With that, I'll throw it back to you, Lobie. KF2WR.
I got to tell you, Andy, that another ham system operator, retiree, came out of the woodwork today. Surprised the heck out of all of us. But Danny DeSori, KB2RV, moved out to Beckley in West Virginia. And he built himself a new house. You know, he's so busy building himself a house that he never had a chance to get on the radio. So every time I've emailed back and forth, he's been showing me pictures of the house, I've been pestering him. Come on, get the radio. Come on, get the radio. Well, today, had the radio on, the 72 chew, and blasting in at about 15 over barefoot. There's Danny. So we have a couple of nice retirees. They'll be long-distance members of the team. And Charlie, over to you, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ in the K2RG group.
K2AXZ, WB2YZX, and I think we had another station in there. And good evening to you, Andy. And speaking of retirees, yesterday Wally called me and asked me if I'd heard from Abe, WB2PQR. And of course I hadn't heard from him in quite some time. So I figured, what the heck, I'll shoot him an email. And I got one back almost immediately. And I figured he was sitting in front of his computer in Bensonhurst. He's in Israel. And he says hello to everyone, and he says when he gets back from 4X land, he'll be jumping into the mix, but apparently retirement is working out very well for him. So I thought I'd throw that in there. Back to you, Lobie, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
All right, Charlie, WB2YZX, K2RG Group. Well, I'm happy to hear Abe is okay and definitely enjoying retirement. You're supposed to enjoy it. I see all these people that they finally leave the PA after putting 30-plus years in. And a couple of years usually go by and you get a chance to meet them again. And they see the biggest smile on their face. They're the happiest people you'd ever want to see. So, there's something to be said about it. You put all this time in, working your tail off, and you finally have a chance to do what you really want to do. All right, you got to check it. KC2PHC, if that's correct, come on in and make one. You've got Bob here, WA2AXZ, in the K2IRD group.
KC2PHC,
Kilo
Charlie Cooper,
Pi
Alpha Charlie. Is this the transit net?
Yes, it is. This is the K2IRT net.
Well, I'm sort of fixated on looking for blue rather than red these days. I kind of get more help from the personnel of the Transit Authority who are wearing the blue uniforms, more so than the red ones.
Why would you want to wear the red one?
Well, probably not to be thrown out of my booth.
I love it, I love it. Welcome aboard there. Well, definitely, I don't know if you get thrown out of the booth, though, but with those red vests that the guys have there, they make nice targets for the public. Especially tonight with what went on the Lexington Avenue line, where the police were chasing after one of the bad guys, and it really shut down everything up there, guys.
You know, I look at the pants, they say passenger to me. And, you know, there's so much to talk about that I want to give somebody else a chance to participate in the net because I'm kind of new and I think I'm just going to listen to you guys. Back to you guys. This is KC2PAC.
All right, KC2PAC. You got the K2IRT in there. Well, you're more than welcome to chime in there and once you check in, you're an instant member. Okay, with that, let's turn it back over to Dennis. N2KINWA2ASV for the K2IRT group.
N2KIN. Well, not too much here. Just, like I said, it's been a long commute today, coming back home. Got on the 6th train around 4:30. Entered around 4 o'clock, and we didn't get to 14th Street until 4:45, and for some reason, I don't know if the conductor did it on purpose or did it by mistake, is that he put the RTO radios over the PA speakers. So everyone inside the train is, you know, having a good time listening to all the fine ladies and gentlemen at the control center and trying to resolve this whole mess. But otherwise, it's, you know, pretty typical, I guess. You know, once in a while you have a little meltdown, but everything comes back together by itself anyway.
I agree. Well, the biggest problem that we all face in transit, especially for Andy and myself and anybody who's in operation, once the police are on the tracks, the fire department are on the tracks, and they're chasing someone or there's a problem, everything has to stop for the safety of everybody on the tracks. Unfortunately, that there are times when the trains do get stuck between stations, and they try to, you know, get the people off the tracks as quick as possible to move them out of the way. And we've been seeing it more and more in the subway every year, that after about 10 or 15 minutes down in the tunnel and the lights are off, the air conditioning's off, the people don't want to stay in the train. They just get out of the car, they start running around on the third rail in total disregard of their own safety, especially when they have the high third rail and pitfalls all over the place. So, you can't really totally understand human nature, but hey, we do our best. We definitely do our best. All right, let's give it up to Charlie now, WD2YZX, on the island of Staten.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX, okay, very good. And, not much on this end. I was talking to Ken this morning and Lenny and Wally and Ken is, of course, lamenting about the lousy conditions. But, yeah, I tell you, for the bottom of the sunspot cycle and no sunspots, I managed to work Russia a couple of times over the weekend, plus Finland. So it's weird. He even worked two of them on 15 meters, so, hey, you just never know. So, that's what I've been doing, pretty much. And let me say hello to KC2PAC. I didn't get your name, by the way, so maybe next time around you can throw that in there. And I think you set your Upright Pride Institute. So thanks for checking in, and stop by any time. We're usually here every Thursday night. So back to you, Lobby.
Alright, Charlie, WB2YZS from UA2ARG and the K2RMP group. Well, as I said, everyone's been trying to work and work, and 40 meters earlier at nighttime has been cooperating. But the gang is getting ready on November 4th, I believe. Sunday, November 4th, they're going to go back to standard daylight sleeping time, whatever that is. And usually when we kick on about 7 o'clock on the night watch on the 7193 frequency, that's the time when the foreign broadcast stops and it clears out the frequency for us. Now with the 1 hour change, we don't know if they're going to be there into the next hour, causing all sorts of havoc or not. But we'll see as time goes on. You know, we work around everything. You know, a good part about nighttime now is my 160 band is opening up, and I'm working pretty much across the country there. So let's give it over to Andy now, up on the roof. Hopefully it's not raining and it's nice and warm where he's standing. And he's got a good view of the moon, or that curves exercise place across the street. Go ahead, Andy, KF2WI.
Hey, KF2WR. Yes, the roof is pretty nice tonight. Still palatable for outside transmissions. And certainly want to thank you for a copy of that EQSL over with the insects. It was very interesting. That gentleman definitely has a sense of humor. And as far as that incident tonight on the Lexington Avenue line, I heard they coined a new phrase or a new term. After about 40 minutes, we took the power off. And after about 40 minutes, the people got restless and they started, you know, getting off the train by themselves. And they were called self-evacuees. That was the term they used. We have self-evacuees on the tracks. And if anybody out there is listening and ever thinks about becoming a self-evacuee from a train, be duly noted they were all arrested as they came out of the tunnels wandering out by the police department. So, I'm sure this will be in the paper. It was quite a mess up there. But it's just the city we live in, and it's what we have to do. KF2WR, back over to you, Lobby, and the K2IRT group.
All right, KF2WR, this is the K2IRT group. Is that you and the RF setting off all those car alarms there, Andy?
I think it's somebody looking for a parking spot down there, actually.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. Self-evacuees. All right, anyway, learn something new every day. As long as they got out safe, and they'll be at central booking in the morning. KC2PAC, it's your turn. Come on in, and please give us your name. You got Bob over here, WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. KC2PAC, Brent, do you still out with us?
KC2PAC, yeah, I had to stop at the newsstand for something. I'm still listening. You know, I was over at Atlantic Avenue. I paid a visit to the Brooklyn Public Library's main branch, and it was actually announced on the PA system that there was something going on. So pretty much the relay within the system had reached Brooklyn regarding this matter. I was in receipt of it, but the details I didn't know much about. To tell you the truth, I'm afraid to go on the tracks. I would never step down into that pit.
Well, I tell you, and I don't blame you in the least. You never know if a train's going to be coming in the opposite direction.
besides the third rail, you've got energized running rails there for the signal. It is dangerous. Transit tries to educate people, putting in signs in 20 of the official languages of New York City, what's going on out there, but still, people take it on themselves to run out of the train and go down there, and it does cause a lot of delays and a lot of headaches for everybody. Again, you got Bob here, WA2AXZ. Can we have your name for the logs? Come on in. That's AC2PAC. Can we have your name for the log, please?
Yes. That is Sal. S-A-L.
All right, Sal. Very good, very good. Again, my name is Bob. Broken old bottle. A lot of people call me Moby. Seem to be the only one on HF and UHF with two first names. As long as they don't call me late for dinner. At this time, let's stop for a commercial break. Sounds like probably 10-10 wins. But this is the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, and we meet on this frequency, thanks to the kind operator that allow us to use the frequency here, every Thursday night at 8 o'clock, unless we have the once-a-month Thursday visit face-to-face, either at the Power Control Center or at through Broadway. If anyone would like any information about K2IRT, we are working on a website. But you can give us a sneak peek if you email me. My call letter is WhiskeyAlpha2AlphaXRayZulu@ARRL.net. Again, WhiskeyAlpha2AlphaXRayZulu@ARRL.net. And we'd be glad to give you the information about the group and the activities and some of the great accomplishments we've been doing over the years. So with that, we'll turn it back up to Dennis, our webmaster, and 2KIN, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group.
And this is 2KIN back again. Yeah, I can't blame you for that if you're afraid of going to the tracks. I mean, I usually don't have a problem going to the tracks, but sometimes it's the height that gets me. Some of the tracks, you know, when you think about it, it's just between your feet, that's 5-inch or fiberglass or wood, and 90 feet below you is the Greensboro Bridge. So, not something very pleasant to do on a rainy day, but you know, that's what my job requires, and that's what I gotta do. But anyway, I was looking at the space weather further, and it's saying that there's a geometric storm going on, so I don't know if that means that it's enhanced propagation or is it more time with the family plus the radio. So anyone can fill me in on that would be appreciated. You know, what does that geometric storm means in terms of HF radio? Over.
Well, I understand this about these storms, that when they hit, I turn the radio off and I get a chance to catch up on everything that's on CBS with Nova and the front line and everything else there. Now what we do is, you got to sign up, if you're a member of ARRL, you have to sign up to the propagation report. It comes in, I think I get it once a week, twice a week from the ARRL headquarters. Give you all the details. And it's like reading your horoscope. So when you get that, after you read that, you can pretty well adjust your schedule accordingly. Today is going to be a bad day. Go to the corner, get a can of Coke, and enjoy that. One thing I was going to tell the gang tonight, for the guys who get World Radio, is a funny little story in world radio about the old time when they converted the 11-meter band over to CB. And there were so many ham rigs out there, the monster ham rigs that were putting out 500 watts, kilowatts. There was a CB-er in Brooklyn that decided to take one of the ham rigs and convert it. And he wanted 2 kilowatts. He wanted a lot of power on 11 meters. So he built his radio transmitter to operate with a plate voltage of 650 volts. And then all he needed was a source of 650 volts. So what he did was the old BMP train L was right outside his apartment window. So he ran onto the L, clipped onto the third rail, and he had a limitless source of 650 volts to run his 2 kilowatt transmitter. The police finally caught up with him many years later and charged him for theft of power. But you had to point out the guy was innovative. Next is Charlie again, WB2YZX, K2IRT group.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Yeah, I'm kind of old enough too to remember the CD days. I had a few little CD walkie-talkies when I was a kid. Everybody in the neighborhood had one. And, some of those guys were running some serious power in those days. Yes. But, yeah, you mentioned the propagation reports. Tell you the truth, they email me those things also, but I don't even look at them because they're going to tell me that the conditions are good, conditions are bad. I want to be surprised. I want to get out of it and, just see what I can work. And good conditions are bad. I'd like to get out of it just the same. And Andy, you mentioned something earlier. I may want to pick your brain about it. You say you have a few telescopes now. I've never gotten into astronomy, although every now and then I page through some of the magazines and whatnot. So that's kind of a hobby I have been wanting to pursue, but I haven't really gotten into it as yet. So maybe down the road we can kind of chew the fat on that a bit. And I'm looking at the moon right now, although it's somewhat kind of obscured with the clouds and everything. But if I had a nice big telescope, that would be kind of cool. But, like I say, I kind of read about it, but I'm sure it's one of those things you actually have to do to really appreciate it. So another expensive hobby on the way. Over to you, Lobby. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, K2IRT group, WA2AXZ. Well, it doesn't have to be that expensive. It doesn't have to be that expensive. I've had a couple of telescopes. The reflectors are always the best for clarity and just the quality itself of the photograph and the pictures that you're going to look at, the moon, the stars, whatever. It's an art, though, just to adjust it, to line it up, to hit the target, and constantly make the adjustments to follow the star there. The refractive telescope, it's not as good, in my opinion, but it works. And when you're looking at something, you really want to see what's going on, take a look at Saturn or Jupiter, get a chance to really see the moon zipping around there. And Mars is an interesting sight, too. I can see why Percival Lowell, in his time period, thought there was life up there. Speaking of having life up there, let's go back to the roof for the Power Control Center. KSUWR, WA2AX.
KSUWR up here on the roof.
Yeah, it's all going to be my pleasure. I got telescopes in all flavors. I got refractors, I got reflectors, and I got ash cans, and I have eyepieces by Palazzo and a few others there. The only thing I don't have, which I've often stayed away from, is motor drives. Now, some of my friends actually have motor drives, which it's pretty cool. You know, you line up your north, and whatever you look at, you hit the motor drive, and it'll follow.
But I don't mind turning a little wheel every now and then to keep things focused in. Motor drives are also good if you're going to be doing some photography, which I've done some of, and I want to get back into now as the winter comes around, because you get some really good clear stuff. Yeah, it'd be my pleasure. There should be another star party, as a matter of fact, coming up down in South Jersey. I believe it's in December. I'll have to check it on the web. This is where all the amateur astronomers get together. Down by Cape May, they get together in this park, and everybody brings out these telescopes that are tremendous, and they're more than happy. What a great group. Sort of like hams. What a great group. Happy to let anybody look into your telescope, and they'll talk about it. But it's a late night, and it's a whole lot of fun. Just don't bring any white lights or flashlights. Everything's got to be red. All right, with that, fellas, I'm going to make this my 73 round. I'm losing battery, and I'm getting some waves over here. So with that, I'll say 73's all around, and Charlie, I'll be in touch with that. And it's KF2WR.
All right, Andy, you go back down and keep that IRC rolling. I will catch you tomorrow. And yeah, we know what you say about the lights. When I was out in Minnesota, I took a back road tour past Freeport in a town called New Munich. Little road to nowhere in the middle of farm country on Route 30. And I made it a point because I went out there in February, it was supposed to be cold, and there's always talk about the northern lights being able to be readily seen up there in the Minnesota area near Lake Wobegon. And yes, there is a Lake Wobegon. I went out there, turned off the car lights, and walked out of the car and just looked up, and it was pitch black. Not a city light, not a town nearby. And the whole sky was blanketed white with thousands and millions of stars. Here in New York, you're fortunate to see a handful of stars. Out there, it was just a white blanket, a sea. When you talk about the Milky Way, I can understand where they got that term from. And after I was out there a few minutes, the northern lights really didn't hit up there, but I was more impressed with the light. Just the fact that I opened the Jeep door and the light went on in the Jeep, that blinded you, because your eyes got so attuned to that beautiful pitch-black darkness and the white canopy that any light really destroys everything there. All right. As Andy goes downstairs to the control center, we'll see if Sal wants to chime in and add anything. KC2TAC, you've got WA2AXZ in the K2IRT group.
Alright, Sal is gone, but we have a Peter. How you doing, Peter? Come on in and make one. How have you been?
Hey, today, he in the group, WB2SDC. Good evening, Lobi in the group. I'll make it fast. I know you guys want to find out. I don't know, maybe my HT isn't set right. Yeah, I just got the place down. That's 7 hours overtime this week, 7 hours overtime last week. I'm dead. It's good to hear you. HTTPAC is still here. Listen, guys, I just had a, in my directory. So I'll be right back. HTTPAC.
All right, Sal, you go get your directory there, and we'll talk to Peter there, WB2SDT. All right, Peter, well, again, you know, it's been a little crazy since the repeater went down. It's back up, and all these crazy work schedules we've had there, but yeah, just happy to have you back on the good old K2IRT net. Same old going on with us, other than just running ragged with the Bombardier and Kawasaki people, all the monkey muck, as they say. Yesterday, we had the Transit Museum Gala, and all the benefactors of the museum, of course, with Kawasaki, Siemens, Alstom. Every name you can think of that has a brand on a subway car was there to be part of the black tie dinner. We had a great time there. But, Peter, anything new going on your side of the world other than the overtime, guys?
the repeater finally came back, and I got on, all of a sudden, boom, I couldn't make it. I have frequency synthesizer. I used the sublunable tone. The crystal broke again, just like it broke going out the base. And it's, you know, 1925U crystals, the little ones. The leads are plated steel. They're not copper. So when it sounds the base, all but impossible to do. I just got a little box from communications specialist, so now I got CL back on my old radio. Yeah, I think they're finished with the standards. I don't know. Now, we push those programs to Long Island and Metro North really fast. And one of the few times Bombardier actually makes some money, but there's no snow. They can't test it. What are you gonna do?
Ah, yeah. What are they, $6 million snowmobiles? That's what these new subway cars are. Well, like I said, we're gonna, this is the future. Everyone's putting in orders more and more for the new cars. They expect a whole revamping of the fleet by 2020. Every car is gonna be new, so. Hey, look, if they have the money, let them do it. We try to keep the fastest comfortable. That is KF2WR, myself, and N2JZA. We're involved in the background and the power end, and just keep telling everybody it's always nice to see a nice new train. But don't forget what's running it. We're the little Lionel power pack. All right. Sal came back, KC2PAC, pick up the directory. Come on back and make one.
KC2QKS, Tron, check in.
Come on in, QKS, how you doing?
KC2QKS, I'm doing just fine. You know, I just kind of caught the just something listening for you guys about with the stars. I've had some great experience watching the stars. I was camping in North Carolina a couple of years back, and you know, like you say, you know, there's no light down there to obstruct your view, and it's just an awesome experience to sit there and look under the stars. And And you know, you don't know what they are, but it's just an awesome experience. So when you get a chance, it's always great to get out there and watch the stars, and you kind of miss it in the city. And I'll keep on listening. You know, if there's some guys who want to, you know, do, maybe take a trip to New Jersey or something like that, I'd be interested in doing something like that. Back to the net.
Alright, KC2QKS, got WA2AXZ and K2IFC group. Well, it's funny, I remember Carl Sagan, the famous astronomer who wrote the Cosmos series and was on PBS. And he related to the group years ago that he grew up in Bensonhurst, right by the new trick elevated trains. The trains would come by, and he'd always look up at the stars through the elevated structure and just wonder what was up there. And as he's growing up as a kid, he went to his library, and he went to the librarian who knew nothing. I don't know how they could have been a librarian. And he asked for a book on the stars. And the librarian gives him a book on the movie stars, Gene Harlow. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of funny. You guys were talking about, the Smithsonian puts out a nice little handbook that I've got on my shelf over here. And there's a lot you can do just with a good set of binoculars. I think it's just means sitting down and getting used to looking at the stars that way. Back to net.
I got WA2AXZ here. As I said, there's so many ways you can look at the stars. You know, the naked eye is great. Depending on the time of day and the closeness of the planets and the stars, you're going to get to see a great show.
tonight with the moon being so large. Normally, you know, you look at it now and it's large, but certain times of the year you have a chance to see it as coming over the horizon. Get that famous Jackie Gleason moon with the ring into it. It looks like a monster coming out over the ocean there, and that's always a beautiful sight. And I wouldn't be surprised if that is, if it happened tonight, it'll probably happen tomorrow night too. And I don't know where I'm going to be tomorrow night. I may be able to catch it if it's going to rise over the Hudson or the East River. I'll probably be in Manhattan to get a chance to take a look at it.
KB2VEQ listening. V2XDC still there.
Alright. And we got SDC and VEQ. Let's pick up VEQ. Val, come on in and make one.
Yes, that was a little CW station identification game in there. Hello, B, how you doing? How's everybody in the K2RTNet? This is KB2VEQ for ID. The name here is Val, Victor Alpha Lima. And I just got in a little late, so I decided I would see if I could catch anybody over on the K2RTNet. And glad I did. So I'm just going to turn it back over to you, Moby, and get the gist of what's happening, and then I'll come back for a final. This is KB2VEQ. Back to you, Moby, WA2AXV.
Hi, Val. KB2VEQ, WA2AXV, KB2IRC. Andy was here for a little bit, but he had to go downstairs. Still at work at the control center, and you've seen the little problem that they've had on the IRT tonight. So in the middle of that, the battery was done. Yeah, Dennis out there, Charlie, got a new fellow, Sal, KC2CAC, got DKS, the old favorite. Got Peter's back, WD2SGT, so you got a good group of people on KC2IRT today. So,
what
happened on your side of the world there?
Roger. We probably get the contract for the new president's agenda, which is putting the monitors and the signs in the booth. We're trying to get that going on, and looks like we're going to get that contract. So that's one of our biggies. And other than that, we're still working with some areas with CCTV and some additional components we're adding on to the security system for the relay rooms, signal relay rooms, and emergency exits. Over.
Yeah, sounds like you're going to have your hands full for some time to come here, Val. But, as you say, more power to you. As long as we can keep it in-house and we can do the job, it can be done. The more we farm it out, the more headaches we get. In fact, I saw in the Post today that they already advertised for the rebuilding of two substations, the one in Meserol and that new hole in the ground that we finished on right in front of the Brooklyn Academy of Music on Flatbush Avenue, the Rockwell. So, got more power equipment coming in. And why not? Got to keep the system up and going. As I told Peter and the gang earlier, there's a lot more to the subway than trains. There's a whole infrastructure in the background there. All right, Val. PAC did his recheck there, so let's pick up Sal for a second. KC2, PAC, come on in and make one. You have the K2IRC group.
WA2CDL checking in.
WA2CDA.
All right,
we've got CDL there, WA2CDL. Come on in and make one.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, this is Andy again, Able Man C Delta Yankee. Is this Lobie that I'm talking to?
Yes, it is. How you doing?
Okay, I didn't get a chance to speak to Koshal yet. But you mentioned CCTV. I'm wondering, because we're doing that also. The company I work for. You know, we're one of the contractors as well. Do you know Dewey Wesley out of 2 Broadway?
I don't, but let's ask Val. Val is the one that's incorporated with that. KDTV2, Val. Do you know that fellow Wesley?
No, not really. We deal with Max, I think his name is Jock, Sam Jock or something like that. Max out of from the CTM group. And that's basically our contact with CTM.
Okay. Yeah, we're doing the police radio system. I'm the system engineer for that. My company is doing that. We got the contract. Plus some CCTV work and a few other things. I just thought I'd mention it. All right, back to you. By the way, are they looking to hire? Is Transit looking to hire? Because I know some people are looking for jobs. Wondering if they if they're looking to hire in different departments. You might tell me. WHCD, go ahead.
Do you have that, Lobi, or you want me to get it?
Yeah, go ahead, Val.
You have that section. Affirmative. Well, based on the problems they were having after the two fatalities that were back to back, they actually hired 16 telephone maintainers, and actually Charlie was instrumental in interviewing those guys, and you know, I've seen them recently on my floor, but Charlie may be able to give you a little bit more detail on that. Pick up if Charlie's there, WB2YZX, maybe he could pick up and give you a little more detail on that. This is KB2D, Q for ID.
Okay, thank you for that. I'll stand by.
B2YZX, you have anything to add?
My side of the house is electronic equipment maintainers and telephone maintainers, and they are hiring telephone maintainers. I believe the test is sometime in December. No, so the filing period is in December, and I think the test itself is in March. And the electronic equipment maintainers, I don't know if there's going to be tests coming up for that. But they're always hiring for something. I would say, you know, pick up a copy of the Civil Service Chief or look on their website. Not all jobs are civil service jobs. You know, some things you can be, hired right off the street for. So I think the best way to check out their website. I don't know it offhand, but you can probably Google it. So hope that answers your question. Over to you, Andy.
Lovely here for a quickie.
It's www.mtainfo, www.mtainfo, and it's got the listings as well as pretty much the up-to-date and what's coming in the future. Go ahead, Andy, WA2CEL.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I just mentioned to the person that asked me about a job opportunity. I told him to look at the website. MTA. I didn't mention info, though. I'll mention that to him. All right, by the way, regarding electronic equipment maintainer, is that are those the same guys that work in the radio shop, the one in East New York, or the one that, there used to be one in Manhattan. I don't think it's there anymore. The main one is East New York by the bus garage. Is that the location one of the guys works at? Back to you.
Well, they're just different locations, but we have a main shop now in Woodside. Do a lot of component replacement repairs out there. The radio shop is still around, too. Various locations, and again, you'd have to check the website for exactly which area they're doing. But there's job openings all over the place in the MTA. And right now, as long as the money's coming in and they're talking about the fare hike, the financial constraints aren't there. So whatever he does, you know, I just suggest to everybody, if you're thinking of coming into the transit, jump on it if they can as quickly as possible. Because if a financial crunch hits, then they usually throw on a freeze, and then that freeze lasts for about a year, and you all know what I'm talking about. Yes.
Can anybody read me?
We read you. Who's this?
Okay, because I switched to the Brooklyn receiver, so I'm back in Brooklyn. But, yeah, I mean, it's interesting that you should have the discussion that you're talking about as far as the future goes in terms of infrastructure development. But some of this is obvious. And the existing trucks, I mean, some of them have to be sent, not CTC, but they have to be sent in proximity. I mean, I'm just a passenger. I just did some reading about this kind of stuff. But you can't give up some of the sensors that you pick up on as you move towards computerization, you see? And if you're going to move towards computerization, you have to be, you have to keep in mind that some of the older systems have a lot more.
Gradual change. You know, we have a backbone now, a synchronous fiber optic network